concern this morning about the report which I gave to the president, that we've found the FBI leak, and that it's at the next to highest level. I gave the president this report yesterday. He raised the question this morning as to whether this may be misinterpreted. In other words, there are three possibilities. One, that the information we've gotten is part of a plot to get the guy. Second, that it might be given us in the hope that we will act and thus let him cut loose and blast. Third, that it may be exactly what it's represented as, concerned by the informant that this is going on. In any event, he wants me to tell Ehrlichman, which I did, because he's worried about the things he's done with him. He also wanted to find out what his basic ties might be, Jewish, Catholic, and so on, and was concerned about trying to figure out what his motive was, which is hard to calculate. At Philadelphia Motorcade, he had a long talk with Ehrlichman and me on this subject, trying to figure out what action we ought to take, concerned that we not do anything that blows it up at this time, but that we try to turn off any further activity so that it doesn't get any worse. We had a pretty good revenue signing ceremony at Philadelphia and then drove halfway back to Camp David, stopping at a few headquarters and little towns along the way. It was only a moderately successful idea. This evening at Camp David, there was a meeting of Schultz, Ehrlichman, Weinberger, Stein, Cole, Hullen, and myself, with the president coming in at 7 o'clock. Ehrlichman reviewed the various bills that are veto candidates and gave the recommendations of the group based on the pre-dinner meeting. The president agreed with all the recommendations until they got to Jackson's Youth Corps, Youth Conservation Corps thing, and he obviously has some thought that we ought to go ahead with it. He felt that the rest of the things were basically inconsequential, then got to the question of what to cut to get existing programs down. These are things we'd have to do after the election. The president says there's no problem on that. There's no problem now because I don't have to decide it. But we do have to cut everything possible to get to our $10 billion reduction. Ehrlichman suggested the strategy of publishing all 10 bill cuts in one day to hit everyone all at once, announce a new personnel freeze, and no new hirings right after the election. The president re-raised his point of specialized cuts in CIA, Job Corps, Defense Department, civilians, HEW, HUD, DOT, plus all the other departments, but not at a 7% level. We have to make big cuts. Ehrlichman questioned the timing of the reduction, said that it's got to be decided before December 1st, although we can announce it later, such as at budget time. Cap made the point that we're going to need very loyal agency heads in order to do this. The president said we should not stir the people up now, except that we should not add anybody now. Cap suggested a public announcement of a hiring freeze, which I recommended we do the day after the election. McGovern had his TV tonight. First half was general description of how bad things are, and then he blasted our welfare commercial and spent a good deal of time answering that, and went into a few of the points that he wants to do, guaranteeing jobs, curbing the cost of living, reducing the tax burden. And that was about it. Not generally too effective, although he did score some points. End of October 20th.